How did you decide to take this out? Because this is pretty much one of the signature pieces.
It absolutely is. It was an agonizing decision, I'll tell you. But part of my job is I'm general director and I'm also artistic director. So sometimes, often, I have to take off my artistic hat and put on the businessman hat. We have been planning this for about 4 years. And through the recession, we have had no debt and no deficit. But we've relied on some extraordinary gifts from three families. As we looked forward, nothing has gone down. Prices have continued to go up while donations have stayed flat or less than that. And so in looking forward and adding another $500,000 to the budget that we did this year and we did last year just because of the prices, I just knew that it was unsustainable.
How difficult was this, though, to tell the performers, all the people who put so much time into this?
It's the hardest thing you ever have to do. And we're involved in that, too. From the creation of this piece, it's my idea that I've had for maybe 20 years. I literally lay awake probably four nights just thinking about it. But at the end of the day, the health of Fort Worth Opera is more important than anything. And I've seen throughout the recession so many of my fellow companies close.
How did you deliver the message? What was that like?
I think the artists and the composer take it the hardest, especially the composer, because it's a baby that they want to see born, you know, and it's going to be a little bit longer. But the board and the people on the staff and the community at large, once they realize the fiscal reality compared to the artistic sacrifice, or I will say artistic postponement, it's the right decision.
Maybe the bigger question is, why did it cost so much?
Oh, it cost so much because it's technology that's not been seen in Bass Hall before. The theater had to be equipped with surround sound. There was video equipment that is only now being invented. I mean, this is a fantastical story where a woman turns into a unicorn, that the Tesseract sends people through time and space. So people had to vanish and appear in different places. So there was probably $300,000, $400,000 of technology that doesn't exist in our hall or any other hall.
What can we expect since they're not going to be seeing this?
Well, we haven't announced the season yet. We're not going to do that until the opening night of the festival, which is what we usually do. What we are doing, we did announce earlier, is David T. Little's Dog Days, which is the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal called The Voice of His Generation. It's a really amazing 21st century piece that I'm so proud we're doing. And we'll stick to our formula. When we did three or four, we always had a blockbuster that everybody knows. It's a popular one of the top 20. We'll have an opera that is not done very often. In fact, this one that we're thinking about has never been done in the area.